Welcome to the A Minute to Midnight show, folks. My name's Tony, and today I'm joined by Pastor Steve Aiken, and the subject we are dealing with is certainly not a pleasant one, but I think it's an important one that we do look at today, and people consider the importance of this message. I want to offer a warm welcome to Pastor Steve Aiken on the A Minute to Midnight show. We have had you on before, Steve, but I guess now it must be getting on a couple of years. So it's nice to be chatting to you again today.
It's really great to be with you again, Tony. I'm sorry about the subject we're going to discuss here a little bit, but the world is changing very rapidly, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And yeah, it is a bit of a disturbing subject for sure. And it's not sort of thing we cover too often on the Minute to Midnight show. I was saying to you off air, sometimes you can put other people in danger. I've been, asked a few things a few times. And we have to be very cautious. But this seems like a pretty important thing to delve into today.
It certainly is. It's just far too important. On a large scale topic, and for your listeners that are not familiar, we right here very locally, I live between the city of Tucson, Arizona, and the Mexican border. And we have anyone that's lived here for more than a couple of months knows we have a problem with illegal immigration. And I don't want to put people to sleep, but the idea that illegal immigration is just a harmless phenomenon that's taking place, they're just looking for a better life. It's really not true. The illegal immigration in the United States, at least, and this is setting aside the immigration from the Muslim community coming into Europe, but in the United States, for the most part, it's driven by greed. And I used to be a Republican, but it's mostly business owners in the United States that are looking for cheap labor. And the idea that we're moving into this immigration around the world is, believe it or not, it's a play to try and lower world wages worldwide. Don't want to get too far into that, but unfortunately, almost like you hide a virus in a code in a computer, hidden inside this virus that we know as illegal immigration is this child sex trafficking that we see more and more evidence of every day. And we just had a horrific incident here in Tucson, Arizona, which I hope we'll delve into a little bit.
Okay, now you are currently a pastor, but I believe at one point you were actually a police officer. Is that right?
That's correct. I spent 9 years in the Philadelphia area as a police officer, and then I spent I'm a little older than most of your listeners, I'm sure. Then I spent 24 years as a bodyguard and a private bodyguard, but was at the White House many times. I've met two different presidents of the United States three different times. I was Bob Dole's bodyguard in 1988 when he ran for president. I was Pat Buchanan's bodyguard in 1996 when he ran for president of the United States. And so, yes, between my law enforcement career, gave it all over to God. I've been the pastor of the Southern Arizona Community Church for quite a while, but I am active immigration, and more specifically, trying to bring to light this evil darkness of child sex trafficking.
Okay, now one of the reasons why I asked you that is so people will know what you're doing and who you are now, but also to show people that it's not like you're just some greenhorn that has no idea about law enforcement or what sorts of things to look for, because you've actually been in that, so you are trained to know what sort of things to look for. Am I right?
Absolutely. I'm no expert by any stretch of the imagination, but one of the things that happened here in Tucson, I might as well tell you the story, and I'll try and be as brief as I can, but we have a group, several groups actually, that literally patrol the desert. It is godforsaken area. It is the desert here in southern Arizona. Temperatures range anywhere from 106 to 110 Fahrenheit. I'm not sure how that converts to Celsius.
40 something.
Okay.
Yep.
We have especially in the summer months, we have many deaths in the desert from people coming across. Now, unfortunately, many of the crossings, which all of them are illegal, it's controlled by the drug cartels. And the drug cartels will charge a certain amount of money to try and bring you and your family over here to the United States through Texas and through Arizona. But unfortunately, along with that comes an inability to pay the coyotes. So that becomes servitude to the children and the women. And oftentimes the women get sold into slavery. Their children are sold into slavery. And from an esoteric kind of a worldview of this, this is literally part of the evil that's rising across the entire world that Isaiah warned us about. We're literally living in the last days. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. But back to this camp, there's been a lot of controversy. And if your listeners Google Tucson, T-U-C-S-O-N, Arizona, child sex trafficking, they'll see this latest group of VOP. This stands for Veterans on Patrol. And this particular group is not necessarily designed to weed out illegal immigration. This particular group goes out in the desert and helps veterans of the United States military who are homeless and are living in the desert simply because they have no income, they have no ability to pay their bills, they don't get any kind of medical treatment, and they literally bring food, sustenance, and water to these military, former military men and women who are actually living in the Arizona desert. Now we cross paths with the idea that many, including the local police and, sadly, the Center for Missing and Exploited Children, which I believe is an international organization, making a statement that this was not a child sex trafficking camp, but it was, in fact, a homeless camp. I beg to differ. As a matter of fact, Tony, I was there myself 9 days ago and inspected this camp myself.
Yeah, okay, that's interesting. Well, for a start, it's kind of mind-boggling that the veterans that have come back from the war don't have any income, that the government would allow that, but that's a whole different issue. But yes, you have made a couple of videos about this camp. Can you tell our listeners pretty much what was discovered there?
Okay, well, what was discovered is a unique camp, partially buried, and I'm not sure if you're in New Zealand, if you're familiar with the term a septic tank. A septic tank?
Yeah.
Okay, good. This was a rather large receptacle, and normally they're buried, but this particular one was half buried. It was also covered up with brush. And we can get into, before we're finished here, we can get into the differences, because there's been, again, there's been several videos that say, oh, no, it's just a homeless camp, and I can get into this. But for one, this particular septic tank was half buried, and only children could fit in the opening of this particular septic tank. Inside the septic tank was Barbie dolls, children's toys, a little pillow, a blanket. It was obvious that little children were staying there, and we believe kept captive there. Now, there's a lot of reasons why they could have been kept captive. We did not recover any children or rescue any children that particular day, but we did find the skull, a human skull of an adolescent, we think male, somewhere between the ages of 9 and 14. We had a terrible time, and when I say we, it's more the VOP, the Veterans on Patrol. I am just a witness to all this. So this is really the great work that they've done. But they tried to call the authorities. For 2 days, the authorities would not come out. The head of VOP, which I'm not sure if I should mention his name or not because we have to be careful, but the head of VOP decided that he was going to put out a call nationwide on the Facebook. And as this story began to pick up steam across the United States media, specifically in Arizona, finally some television crews came out. And when the television crews came out, the police finally came out. They sent two officers out, no cadaver dogs, no expertise whatsoever, and declared, really just en blanc, just declared that this was a homeless shelter, had nothing to do with people being kept against their will or child sex trafficking. One of the reasons that we know it's for child sex trafficking is the restraints and what, I hate to use these terms, but you know, we're telling the truth here, the existence of rape trees. Now, rape trees is a phenomenon that I think is unique to southern Arizona, and this is where coyotes, when they are paid by women and children to bring them across, once they get in the United States, they have nowhere to turn. They cannot call the cops because they're too scared. They can't call the police. They rely on the coyotes, and the coyotes have a horrible habit of taking the underwear of these women that they rape and hanging them in the trees. It's not uncommon in this particular case. I believe there was 114 pairs of panties hanging from the one tree where there were restraints. So this has been an active sex area for at least 6 months. And that sounds like a lot of panties for 6 months, but it's not when you consider the stream of illegal traffic that comes through. I'm going to drill down here a little further on the child part of it in just a second, but the restraints were hung in such a manner that we know that what was being, or the age of the children that were being held, there's no way it was for an adult. One of the first criticisms that we got was, oh, no, homeless, it's just a homeless shelter, and homeless people use these restraints to hang their food. Well, that's true. They do, because at night there are mountain lions here, there are bobcats here, which is just a larger version of a house cat, very mean. There's coyotes. There's all kinds of things in the desert that will hurt you, including rattlesnakes. So it is true that the average homeless shelter in the Arizona desert, they will hang their food from, above ground to a certain degree. These restraints were positioned in such a way that, number one, they almost touched the ground, and number two, they were spread apart the average of what you think the average wingspan of a child's left hand or a child's right hand would be. That's the kind of distance, approximately 36 inches. Again, I can't do centimeters because I don't know that metric system, but that's the kind of things we were seeing. So the idea that these restraints were used for holding up food overnight is just completely debunked.
What else was discovered there?
Well, there were many toys that were found, which, and a swing set, a makeshift swing set. So it seems like, and what's entirely possible, Tony, is that oftentimes the adults will go with another set of coyotes while their children are being held hostage in the desert. And then these women oftentimes are either have to go and steal the money, or they have to earn the money by prostitution, by forced prostitution, in order to pay on a regular basis to eventually get their children released. Another reason why we knew this particular camp was not a homeless shelter is let me see if I can describe this. Most of us have all been camping as a kid out in the woods or whatever the case may be. One of the first things you do when you set up a campsite is build a what, Tony?
A fire?
Yeah, a fire to cook. And so every campsite, this particular, and if it's a homeless camp, the area for cooking is always very distinguishable. It'll be surrounded by rocks, typical campfire kind of thing.
Yeah.
There was none of that. There was no area for cooking, again, indicating that this was not a homeless shelter desert. This was a prison. This was a dungeon.
And was it, just the skull, or was there other bones or human remains or anything found?
The VOP did find other bones, and again, this is going to sound very strange, but if you live in southern Arizona, it's not uncommon to find dead bodies, especially this time of year, when the temperatures reach about 108, 109, 110, even as high as 117 Fahrenheit. It's not uncommon to have illegals who are marching across the desert. We're talking about a span of pure desert of about 80 miles from the time they leave Mexico until they reach anything that resembles civilization. Now, I live halfway, again, between Tucson, which I would refer to as civilization, but I pretty much live in the desert. And it's not uncommon for them to run out of water, not have enough water, and you can die in a matter of hours.
Yeah.
Here. So it's very common for us to hear about another body being found in the desert. Matter of fact, many illegal immigrants crossing from Mexico into the U.S. will actually signal helicopters or come to us. I had one come to me a couple years ago and say, Ayuda, ayuda, por favor, help, help, please. He had just given up. He didn't care that the police were going to arrest him. All he wanted was some water, and he wanted to be taken into custody. That happens often here in Arizona. Difference being is that now we're starting to see more and more children not coming into the United States so that they can be with their mom and dad, but being trafficked. This gets back to my original statement about the greed of some of the businesses in the U.S., unfortunately facilitated by politicians in the United States, mostly Republican and Democrat, and I'm neither, by the way. I have no axe to grind, but this facilitates this vein. Think of it as a string of code in a computer. This vein of child sex trafficking, which is being facilitated under the umbrella of illegal immigration. It's mind-boggling, but it's happening more and more often, and we're finding more and more proof.
So why would you think that the skull and the bones weren't just some person that had died from heat exhaustion?
Exactly. Thank you. So the bones, we don't know. If you see my video, you see the bones are just like a femur bone and some leg bones. I have no idea if that's connected to this specific skull. But all I can tell you is this specific skull, and I'm not an anthropologist, I'm not a forensic anything, although I had plenty of forensic teaching as a police officer. This was an adolescent between the ages of 9 and 14. All you got to do is Google, you know, anatomy or skulls. And it was just two. It was larger than an infant, but smaller than a fully grown adult. That is very, very rare. Normally, when even if a coyote has a young child, 7, 8 years old, he or she, if they have any compassion or any heart at all, they don't let the children die in the desert. They do have a little bit of conscience, even if they're a member of the cartel. To find the remains or a skull of a 9-year-old or a 12-year-old boy or girl, not sure what it was, very rare. And now when you couple that with the fact that just a few yards away is this camp with these restraints, our point was and always has been, there are probably many bodies buried in this particular area, but yet the authorities will not investigate.
Yeah, that's the part that's the most concerning, is that they just dismissed it so quickly from what you're saying, and that there hasn't been a real deep investigation into it. That's got to be a bit of a concern.
Oh, it's horrible. And for the Tucson authorities with no real, or I should say the Tucson police with no real investigation to simply write this off. And again, as I said, the Center for Missing and Exploited Children, they took the word of the police. And once the police made that statement, Tony, about this particular case, that it's just a homeless shelter, the rest of the world went back to sleep. It's not a homeless shelter. There's something going on here that is so sinister. So, and you know, I get it. It's called the normalcy bias. Nobody wants to think that these kind of horrific sex crimes are taking place. And let me tell you something, we can take it one step deeper. You and I both know, and your listeners are very aware, this is purely satanic. Satan is having a field day with our children worldwide. It's not just here in Southern Arizona.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. The thing is, if there is a child sex ring, then there's always the possibility that people in the authorities within the area are themselves involved in it, which would then be a good reason to not want to investigate if that were the case. And I'm not saying that it is, but, you know.
Well, specifically to Southern Arizona, you know, it is not uncommon. Everyone knows that for the most part, I'm going to say most. What is that figure? Is it 80%? Is it 70%? I don't know. But most of Mexico, it's common knowledge around the world, is run by the drug cartels. The drug cartels make their money by shipping their drugs through these coyotes, through the path of illegal immigration, ship them south to north into the United States, through Texas and through Arizona and California as well. And so with the drugs, of course, you know, is the involvement of the drug cartels. And it's just absolutely, I'm not going to point fingers at any particular police department or any authority, but many of them are being bribed by the cartels to look the other way. This seems to be a case of looking the other way. So since money's involved, it's hear no evil, see no evil. I see, you know, it's I don't know if you ever had the show in New Zealand. It was called Stalag 13. It was a guy by the name of Sergeant Schultz said, I see nothing. See nothing. Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And when you're talking about hundreds of thousands, perhaps even millions of dollars trading hands here, the level of corruption is so deep that its tentacles are reaching into the United States. Thank God. You know, and if anybody's out there shaking their head saying this is impossible, this guy's just talking crazy. You know, look, I'm going to fight evil wherever I can. I serve the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm not here to back down or be afraid of the darkness. I'm not. But how do we expose the darkness? We bring in the light. And I'm so grateful to you and your show for even giving us this platform that we can continue to spread the light. This stuff is actually happening. Just Google, just today, the United States Justice Department brought charges against 1,300 individuals, 1,300 individuals for child pornography, child sex rings, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, over 300 children were rescued. I want to say in Georgia, but I could be wrong about that. Over 300 American children, Tony, just in the last few days have been freed from child sex trafficking. And I'm telling you, with the sex trafficking is not only the Satanism that goes in, because you've got to have an evil, pure heart to hurt or want to hurt or think that you're going to get pleasure at the expense of a little child. Jesus talked about that. It'd be better for that person if a millstone were tied around their neck and they were thrown into the depths of the sea. But so here's the deal. At some point that you got to make sure that these children, especially as they get a little older, can't talk. What's the one way to make sure that a witness to your crime doesn't talk?
Yeah, well, you pop them off.
That's right. Exactly right. We believe that there are bodies buried out in this location. We don't have the equipment or the means or the cadaver dogs to scour this area. But that area, this whole Tucson thing, is just a microcosm. It's just the tip of the iceberg of a much larger, and I'm going to say satanic problem in the world. As Satan knows his time is short, this evil is just rising all over the world.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Now, just for people that don't know, you might want to explain what coyotes are, because it's an expression that's not, you know, a global expression. Also, was this on private property and how far from a major town was it?
Okay, great questions. So, yes, coyote, we have two kinds of coyotes in southern Arizona. We have the four-legged kind, which kind of look like a dog or a dingo. Yeah. And we have the two-legged kind. A coyote is the slang term for anyone who is paid as a, for lack of a better term, I'm going to say an illegal tour guide that shows people or a group of people. The coyote gets paid, and the coyotes in southern Arizona, I can tell you, every 100% of them are controlled by the drug cartels. So you can't afford to pay the coyote to go across. Here, carry this bundle of drugs on your back all the way through the journey, and that'll help offset the cost of you having a tour guide, which in this case we call them coyotes, to get you into the United States. This particular camp was on – now here's another thing, Tony. This particular camp just south of Tucson, I'm going to say probably within a mile of the Tucson city limits where the desert begins and the city ends. This was on a property owned by CMEX. Now, this is where it gets really interesting, because the day CMEX is a national company, for whatever reason, and I think President Trump should be given more credit than he's getting in our national press. I don't know how he's portrayed around the world, but in our country, he's not portrayed very well. But President Trump, CMEX is the cement mixing company of Mexico, CMEX, cement MEX, M-E-X, Mexico. So it's the Mexican cement company. There you go. Owned and controlled by the drug cartels. This was property owned by CEMEX. So this was an abandoned cement mixing area in the desert. And of course, in order to make cement, you need the cement powder, you need water, and you need sand. And there's plenty of sand out there. So there you have that cuts that expense. The day after that, I visited this camp, this sex trafficking camp, this dungeon, if you will, a CEMEX property in Miami, Florida, just outside of Miami, Florida, had a van that was burned to a crisp. And later on, authorities found a body burned inside on another CEMEX property, back to President Trump. For whatever reason, the Trump administration has refused to allow CEMEX to put a bid in to build the wall that President Trump is so famous for, wanting to build a wall between Mexico and the United States to help dissuade illegal immigration. This whole thing just gets more and more interesting, and it stinks to high heaven.
That is pretty interesting. That because Florida's a long way, of course, from where you are.
But again, a nationwide problem.
Yeah, very interesting. So you know what are you hoping to achieve by getting this word out there today?
Well, you know, it's like I said earlier, the darkness is only going to be exposed by the light. I believe that Satan knows that his time is at hand. His time is short. And I'm not sure you and I have never had a theological discussion, but I believe the words of Jesus when he said he's coming back. I believe he is coming back very, very soon. You take those two categories, the light and the darkness, if you will. And I believe that with our time being short, we as believers need to shine the light everywhere we can. I know, again, I said it before, but I know that this whole idea of child sex rings, it's an anathema to our understanding of humanity. It goes against every fiber of most normal people's brain. But unfortunately, this, again, 1,300 arrests just today by the Department of Justice for child pornography. This is all part of the same satanic and dark stream that is rising across the entire world. And it will cover the entire world once the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, is taken out of the way. Then Satan will have his few short years to control the world. We're seeing that darkness crescendo, if you will, around the world globally with evil. And of course, the perseverance, I don't want to get too far into this, but the persistence that there needs to be a one world order. Those of us that know our Bible know that there's going to be a one world leader, and he'll actually make peace, and he'll have peace for about 3.5 years before, excuse my language, all hell breaks loose. So what am I hoping to achieve? I'm hoping to wake up many who think that this is just nonsense. There's no such. You just take the word of the authorities. Sometimes the authorities are part of the problem. They're part of the darkness. So the more that we expose the truth of these matters, I believe the less damage. And if it helps save one child, I have 11 grandchildren, Tony. I can't imagine one of my grandchildren having to suffer at the hands. And to say that these restraints were made there for food, no. If you have a food restraint, you tie it up high in a tree where the animals can't get your food. You don't have the restraints low to the ground where a child might have been laying for hours, for days. I don't know. And then we find a skull. Man, oh, man. So what I'm hoping to do, I'm hoping to open people's eyes, and I'm hoping that many will share your video. And again, thank you so much for your ministry. Thank you for not being afraid to put these kind of things out on your YouTube channel. Greatly appreciate it. I know the Lord is blessing you, and I know he'll continue to bless you.
Thank you. Those are very good, kind words. Hey, I'm just thinking, is there anything being done to try and push for a bigger investigation into this case? Is anybody really standing up and going, we're not accepting this, you know, as the status quo?
Yeah, that's a great question. On the Facebook channel, the VOP, that's V as in Victor for Veteran, O as in on, and P as in patrol, Veterans on Patrol. They have a very active Facebook pages, and you just look for the, I believe it's called the Tucson chapter, or it might even be called the Polanski chapter, named after its founder. I believe he's with the Lord now, but they can do that. They can always go to your YouTube channel, my YouTube channel, Pastor Steve, and be enlightened. But here's what they can do. If they can find that Facebook channel for VOP, just do a search on Facebook, Veterans on Patrol Tucson, and like their Facebook page. They're not giving up. They know what they saw. They know what they were a part of. They know how they were treated by the authorities. And these guys are tenacious. My hat's off to them, because I'm a little bit older. I can't stay out in the desert more than an hour or two. They're living out there looking for more and trying to rescue children and looking for more places like this. That, you know, if your listeners could do nothing else but give them support. Believe it or not, Tony, this one's going to shock you. On their Facebook page, when they ask for donations, they do not take money. They don't want anybody's money. If somebody wants to send them a case of water and you can afford the shipping costs, send them a case of water, send them some dried food or canned, whatever you can do. They will not take money, because they feel, you know, again, the love of money is the root of all evil. And we're living in such a corrupt system, they've chosen not to be a part of it. They'll take food, but they won't take money.
That's interesting. That's certainly a brave thing to do, and very decisive and definitive, and you know, into saying what they think. But you mentioned the corrupt world, and that, and this is the problem, I think, that a lot of the people that would be involved in these kind of things are the people with the money and the people with the power, and so through that they therefore have the means to do a lot to cover these things up. And I think that's got to be the big challenge that faces anyone that's trying to uncover anything.
Yeah, you know, your listeners are very savvy and they're very intelligent. You know, we know about the Rothschilds and the secret societies, yeah. And you know, it's stuff that anybody can laugh at, and in certain crowds, you know, if you talk about it, they make you look like an idiot or make you feel like an idiot. But the truth of the matter is, that's the camouflage that Satan's using for this horrid, horrid evil that's taking place, in this case, right under my nose, right under our noses. And Tony, it's worldwide. I mean, we can, it reaches all the way up to the pedophile islands, and charges being brought about an island for pedophiles, of which a former president of the United States visited at least 14 times. It's just disgustingly evil. And if folks don't begin to shed the light, share your video, share this video. Evil's going to continue to rise. The only way we're going to stop it is shining the light on it.
So as a pastor, yeah, what do you want to tell our listeners personally? Because you're going to have people listening in many different places, not just in America. We have them, well, I get people from France and England and New Zealand and South Africa sometimes, and all over the place, you know, sometimes sending messages. So what do you want to tell them?
Well, I want to tell them Minute to Midnight is one of the cutting edge ministries that's out there getting the word out on a plethora of different subjects, not the least of which is this horrid subject of child sex trafficking. Share the videos. I know that a lot of folks who are out there are not, you know, wealthy. I'm certainly not wealthy. So in a physical sense, if you can't do anything else, at least you can share the videos and share the information. If you can find the Facebook page of the VOP, please do so and share. And that's really been the message. On the spiritual side, pray. We've got to pray that children are somehow rescued, that somehow that this is stopped, that the evil men and women that are perpetrating this, it's an age-old edict, Tony. It's good against evil, and fortunately, we know who wins. We've read the back of the book. We know who wins, but right now, we're living through some very, very tough times. Stay close to the Lord. Make sure that for those of you, your listeners that don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if they don't know him as Lord, they need to get right, because things are happening very, very quickly. Those are the only two things you can do, literally, is pray and share.
Thank you. Now, your YouTube channel, what is it called again?
It's actually just called Pastor Steve. Now, there are several, but I'm the only one. Once I have a face that probably should be hanging up in a post office somewhere. Once you see my face, you can't miss it. But all my sermons are on there. Because of my work in politics and as a bodyguard, I kind of waver on that. But that's my YouTube channel. I'm Pastor Steve. And my Facebook page is exactly the same, Pastor Steve. If you add Arizona to either one of those searches, you're going to find me first. And I'm not here to promote myself or my websites or anything. I'm just so grateful that God has given you this giant megaphone called A Minute to Midnight, and that you were willing to give me just a few precious moments to try and encourage folks. Share, 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 pray, pray, pray. And I'm just so grateful to you, Tony. I know the Lord's going to bless you.
Thanks, Steve. That's great. I really appreciate those kind words. And so just the one other thing is, if people do want to actually visit your church, where can they find that?
Well, it's the Southern Arizona Community Church. We're a rather small church because we are in the middle of the desert. It's the Southern Arizona Community Church. Our website is SOAZCC. Now that's SO for Southern, AZ for Arizona, CC. So it's SOAZCC.com. It's our website, and all of our church YouTubes are up on that site as well. If you don't know the Lord, it's a great place to find him. And if you already do know the Lord, it is a great, we literally have weekly Bible studies there that'll help folks get into a deeper, closer relationship with the Lord through his word.
Okay, that sounds awesome. So how about to close up, would you pray for this situation and pray for those listening? I think that'd be a great way to finish this show.
Happy to do that, Tony. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you begging you to take care of these children. There are many listening to my voice right now that feel helpless. They feel like there's nothing they can do. But Lord, as we continue to petition your throne room for these young children, that you will spare all of them, that you will spare many, that you'll spare the ones, Lord, that you choose to spare, Lord, and that somehow you'll continue to let the folks that are listening, you'll let them shine their light by sharing the videos and sharing the information and convincing the skeptics. It seems just too horrific sometimes, Lord, but the enemy of men's souls is nothing but a liar, and he was a liar from the beginning, just like Jesus told us. So we want to pray safety for these children, for these women that are sold into slavery around the world. It's not just in the United States, God. And we pray, most importantly, that the men and women that are making money from this, that you, Lord, would literally expose them and bring them down. Lord, may they repent someday. I pray that they do. But, Lord, in the meantime, vengeance is yours. The battle is yours. So, God, just give us an ability to share this information, to spread the light. Bless this entire ministry called A Minute to Midnight. Bless Tony and his staff, Lord. Guard them and keep them as we tread where sometimes angels fear to go. Lord, this satanic movement that's happening all over the world, we come against it in Jesus' name, praying blessings upon all who hear this message and blessings upon Tony in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, thank you, Steve. Thank you very much. And make sure you keep us posted on any developments that may happen with this particular case and any others as well.
My pleasure, my brother. It's been great to be with you again. Let's not make it a couple of years next time.
No, definitely. I totally agree. We'll have to get you back on well before the 2 years this time.
Amen.
Cheers. Thanks.
God bless.
Well, folks, that was a somewhat sobering message and one that we wish we didn't have to tackle, but of course it's not going to go away, and we can do what we can to expose it. And aminutetomidnight.com is where you will find all of our shows on all sorts of different topics, as well as on our YouTube channel and iTunes as well. And we do run A Minute to Midnight as a team, and we do run it entirely 100% by donations. We don't do any advertising or anything. So if you can help us, we really appreciate the people that do support us by giving to aminutetomidnight.com. And you can find ways to do that on our website. And also, I write, play, and record all the music in the A Minute to Midnight shows. And you can download some free music if you want on our website as well. So don't forget, like this video, share it, and subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already done so, and bookmark our website, aminutetomidnight.com. We will catch you again in a few days' time with another show. Until then, God bless and have a great week.